World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Hawes. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, favourites Chelsea and Real Madrid progress to the last four of the European Champions League.
Morales is going to try and get it. He's back inside his own half, and now he can break. He's waiting for someone to burst down the centre, or he might go all the way himself. Real Madrid shoots and scores a spectacular goal!
Though a 2-1 win for the English side is harder work than many predicted. The economic crisis in Greece means that funding for the country's athletic federation is frozen, putting their Olympic participation at risk, while England's cricketers look to be in a good position after 2 days of the second test with Sri Lanka. But football first, and the lineup for the semi-finals of the European Champions League is complete. It will be Chelsea who face Barcelona after they won the second leg of their semi-final 2-1 against Benfica of Portugal, though it was a challenge for Roberto Di Matteo's team against 10 men. Darren Fletcher reports from Stamford Bridge.
Even the staunchest Chelsea backer would admit they rode their luck against a Benfica team with 10 men for 50 minutes, but the fact they're through to the semi-finals of the Champions League is all that matters. They appeared set for a comfortable night when, despite a bright start from Benfica, Lampard scored from the penalty spot after 21 minutes, Garcia fouling Cole. The subsequent dismissal of Pereira before the break strengthened their hand further. Ramirez and Kalou then wasted second-half chances that would have killed off the Portuguese, but after key saves from Cech, Javi Garcia reduced the aggregate deficit to one goal with a header with 5 minutes to go. The Portuguese side pressed, Chelsea wobbled, but 2 minutes into stoppage time, Mireles thumped in a winning counter-attacking goal to send them through. The victory extends Roberto Di Matteo's run to one defeat in 9 games and sets up a showdown with the holders Barcelona in the last four.
Well, the Chelsea interim manager Di Matteo says they were worthy victors overall.
We probably made it a little bit more difficult for ourselves by not scoring the second goal, especially in the second half with all those chances, and that kept them alive and, you know, kept their hope in by scoring a goal that they would still be in. We didn't quite keep the possession enough with the extra man that, you know, we would have liked to. I think the team wasn't as sparkling as we were hoping for, maybe a little bit tired at stages. But we're pleased that we managed to win the game and then go through over the two legs, I think, that we deserve to go through.
The other semi-final is Real Madrid against Bayern Munich. Real beat Apoel Nicosia of Cyprus 5-2 to go through 8-2 on aggregate. Cristiano Ronaldo scored twice for Real, and Apoel were pulling it back to 2-1 at one stage thanks to a fine team goal finished by Gustavo Manduka. But Kaká and subs José María Callejón and Ángel Di María got the other Real goals. The South African Football Association have delayed their decision on the host cities and stadiums for next year's Africa Cup of Nations. SAFA was due to choose the stadiums for its biggest tournament since the World Cup last week, but says it will now name the venues by April the 20th. 5 stadiums are expected to be used for the tournament rather than the minimum of 4 that's required. Hichem El Amrani from African Football's governing body says the decision is being left to the organisers.
No, there's no change. Our policy is that we need a minimum of 4. Obviously, it's logical. Having 16 teams split in 4 groups of 4, we need one venue for each of those groups. So what we ask is not have less than 4 venues. But it's up to the LOC and SAFA. If they wish to provide more, they can provide more based on the choices they have. But let's not forget as well that there's another opportunity with the African Nations Championship, and that will take place as well in 2014 in South Africa. But now we have pretty much, even though the selection of the host cities has not been finalized because of the need for government to approve and us to ratify formally, we have agreed that we will certainly have 5 venues selected for this tournament.
The Greek Athletics Federation has suspended all of its domestic sporting operations because of budget cuts. It will affect all domestic track and field competitions, and if the issues aren't resolved, could even result in them pulling out of the London Olympics. In a separate development, the Athens Football Club Olympiacos have been crowned domestic champions after rivals Panathinaikos failed in their appeal against a points deduction after the match between the two sides was abandoned due to crowd trouble last month. George Georgakopoulos is a sports journalist based in Athens and says despite the penalty, Olympiacos were still the worthy winners.
Nobody really feels that Olympiacos have won the title because of this deduction. Even without that, Olympiacos would have been 7 points ahead, and they would just need 2 points in the three remaining games, because they've also got a better head-to-head record with Panathinaikos. And it's not like it was this decision that made the difference for this season's champion. However, Olympiacos coach Ernesto Valverde has stated that we do need one more victory to make sure that nobody else, nobody would try and stain this league triumph of ours.
George, on to the athletics news then. On the face of it, it seemed very serious. All sporting operations suspended by the Greek Athletics Federation. What impact is this going to have?
Well, it is serious. It's not the first time it's happened, though. It happened also in late November as well, when the Greek Federation, SEGAS, as it's called, suspended all its activity for just over 2 weeks. But this time, it's indefinite. They say they are suspending until further notice because they are protesting against the government's decision to slash their funding for 2011 and 2012. And it looks like they want to make a point just before the general election next month.
England's cricketers are hoping to take control of the second test after dominating Sri Lanka on the second day in Colombo. The host's first innings was quickly racked up and they were all out for 275. By the close, England had reached 154 for one, with Andrew Strauss dismissed for 61. The BBC's Simon Mann has been watching and says England's plan is to try and bat their opponents out of the contest.
I think the plan is to bat all day on the third day and then perhaps take it into the fourth day as well, get as big a lead as possible and then put pressure on Sri Lanka in the final innings, their final innings. England may well have to bat again, but you know, may well come to that. But they are in a very good position. They've had about as good a day as it's possible to have. They wrapped up the Sri Lanka innings, taking the last 4 wickets for 37. Then they dug in. Complete change of approach in this match and the game in Galle, where England were gung-ho, scoring at 4 and over. They've just decided to bat for a long time, not taking any risks. England setting themselves to bat for a long time. Doesn't matter how quickly they score, as long as they get that big first innings lead.
And the fifth edition of the Indian Premier League has got underway with a defeat for the reigning champions, Chennai Super Kings. Over the next 7 weeks, many of the world's best-known cricketers will compete in the 2020 tournament, representing 9 teams in a total of 76 matches. Chennai, who were led by the India captain, Mahendra Singh Dhoni, could only manage a modest 112, and the Mumbai Indians scored 115 for 2 to win by 8 wickets with 19 balls to spare. And world records were broken in the first two finals at the World Track Cycling Championship in Melbourne on Wednesday. Great Britain took the first gold in the team pursuit, edging out the defending champions Australia by the narrowest of margins. The hosts went on to take gold in the team sprint, while Germanist Christina Volga and Miriam Velter won gold in world record time in the women's two-lap sprint. The former British Olympic cyclist Rob Hales is part of the BBC's commentary team. He says the Australian and British teams are expected to be big rivals this week.
Well, yeah, the Germans, I think that was a surprise for them as much as anybody else. I think Great Britain and Australia, the French were looking pretty good. They only lost by 1/1000th of a second to Australia tonight in the team sprint. So they're looking extremely good. But at the moment it's all pretty much running to form. I think the Australians are going to come strong again later on in the week. The last event actually of the week in the Madison.
And a reminder of our top story. Chelsea and Real Madrid are through to the last four of the European Champions League after home wins over Benfica and Apoel Nicosia.